This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. My brothers and sisters in Islam, behind us is the Kaaba, and directly in this corner is where the black stone is located. And if you observe closely and well enough, you'll find something that is obvious, and that there is a huge crowd that rushes towards this black stone. Now, why is that the case, and what do we learn from that? And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he teaches us that this black stone is a special and unique stone. It came down from the paradise. And in order to honor it, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam instructed us that we kiss this black stone as we begin a tawaf, if it's made possible. So you can see this rush. What do we learn from this rush? You see, the black stone is from the paradise. And the people rushing towards it, it symbolizes the fact that people are longing for the paradise and cannot wait to reach the paradise and cannot wait to lay their hands on the paradise. But you see, my brothers and sisters in Islam, the actions that lead to the paradise, that is supposed to be our attitude towards it. Rushing into doing that which is good, rushing to the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That attitude there of rushing to the black stone should be our attitude with the worship. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran, he says, وَفِي ذَلِكَ فَلْيَتَنَافَسِ الْمُتَنَافِسُونَ. He spoke about the believers competing one another in doing the good. So any kind of good you see, rush to it. When you see someone poor that needs aid, you rush in helping that. Al-Masjid to the front row, you rush in doing so. And the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam instructed that. And so on. All of the good that you see, rush in doing it so that you acquire as much good deeds as you can, which eventually would be the path towards the paradise. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept from us all. Wa jazakumullahu khairan.
Yeah.